Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hello, guys. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as we've reported earlier, we are seeing an uptick in COVID cases. We've been seeing this throughout the summer. I believe in June we were averaging about 55 to 5,700 cases per week. Then in early July we were at about 6,000 cases a week in terms of hospitalizations. Now we're at the 7,000s. So it's not a surprise. COVID likes the summer. Back in 2020, we thought, no, the summer, the heat would kill off COVID. No, COVID's a pretty resilient little bugger. So it has no problem with the summer. And part of the reason why is it has very little competition. COVID does not like to compete with flu. It had to outsmart the flu early on, and flu is getting smarter. We can't necessarily predict what our next flu season is going to be. It was more robust in the southern hemispheres, but Australia, as of today, is still not ready to say how severe it is based on their epidemiological data. But they have had an uptick in flu cases. So COVID will have its work cut out for it come fall, winter time, when there's other viruses to compete with. But in the summer, not a lot going on, so it has easy access into our respiratory tree, into our cells. And so the symptoms I'm seeing with patients who are COVID positive is the sinus pressure, the sinus congestion, the ear pain, the cough, the feeling winded when you walk around, the very wet sort of phlegm, a lot of mucus, a lot of drainage, sore throat, scratchy throat, very sore throat. Red eyes, pink eye. People will say, yep, the whole family's got pink eye. That's probably a virus going around the family. Seen some diarrhea, seen some nausea. There's been some abdominal pain. Now, that could just be coincidental, but, and is the abdominal pain coming with the nausea and the diarrhea? But kind of keep an eye out on that. We don't have a lot of data because the cases are rising, and most of our case numbers is based on who's being hospitalized. The average person who doesn't even want to think about COVID again or doesn't want to quarantine or doesn't want to wear a mask isn't necessarily testing. We are having a huge problem with our at-home COVID tests. There's tons of brands out there, some of them expired, some of them from China, and we're having individuals who test negative at home just to test positive later. We also have families where two people test positive, two people test negative. So same story, different day. Just because you have a negative at-home COVID test doesn't necessarily mean you're in the clear. Now, how good are they at picking it up? If you are testing positive, can you trust that? Well, initially, if you're sick and you test positive for COVID, there's a very, very good chance that you do have COVID. However, there's many individuals who are trying to go back to work after 2-3 weeks and still testing positive. Sometimes you could still test positive for weeks or months afterwards. So if you're struggling with the at-home testing, don't waste your time. Get to a medical provider and let them test you. So what does it mean that the hospitalizations are going up now that we're in August? From a scientific virology point of, you know, what does that signify? Well, one, it means that people are getting back together. We've had a lot of cruises. We've had many people coming down with COVID from going overseas. So that means it's not just an America thing. We're seeing it globally. Although the Worldometers doesn't have a lot of data because the average person might not be testing. There might not be a lot of reporting. So it means it isn't just the U.S. It's also outside the U.S. Also, we have a lot of school districts that have started school early. And so as kids start to get together, they might then bring something back to grandma or grandpa or an older individual who might have some health vulnerabilities and then get them sick. So if somebody has been living in a bubble all summer, now there's a little bit more access to some outside germs. It also means that the virus doesn't care if it's winter, fall, summer. It's if it has an opportunity to persist and grow, it will. So my feeling is COVID is always around. And then if it doesn't get to latch onto a host, it doesn't necessarily get to replicate. But if it does have opportunities to latch onto hosts and then people spreading it, it's going to take advantage. Now, we're being told that the Omicron variant of last year and the year before is gone. What these variants are the sub-variants, the XBB. So we have the XBB 1.16, the XBB 1.5, we have the XBB 1.91. These are multiple sub-variants of Omicron. Most people have mild cases. Maybe it's because XBB is more mild, or maybe it's because we've all been exposed to it for the last 4 years, 3.5 years, because I think it started in August of 2019. So after 3.5 years of exposure, maybe we built up some immunity, not to mention the vaccines and the boosters. But you are going to hear health professionals bring up masks. You're going to hear health professionals bring up the booster. For any of us that have had COVID and it wiped us out or it changed us semi-permanently, you're probably going to be a little bit more open to what can I do. Thank God we have a COVID medication. We have two. We have Molnupiravir from Merck, and we have the Paxlovid. The Paxlovid, very, very popular, but not everybody qualifies for the Paxlovid. If you take a certain medication on the Paxlovid list, there could be some drug interactions. You also, if you have liver disease or kidney disease, may have to be on a different dosing. So Paxlovid is not that easy to get over the phone. You have to get it usually from an in-person provider. I know that's a little counterintuitive because we want people to isolate when they're sick, but to get the Paxlovid, which is worth it, there still has to be some vetting. So how I look at it is this COVID wave we're having might allow a little bit of a reprieve in the fall as the wave goes down and kids are going back to school, but I am predicting we'll have another resurgence this fall depending on how bad flu is. So this is where we're at. If you do wear a mask, try to wear an N95 respirator. Those are a lot better than a bunch of the other stuff people are wearing. And make sure you talk to your medical provider about options if you do get sick. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So when we're trying to lose weight, oftentimes, we don't realize that we're getting a lot of calories from what we drink. The reason why many diets say drink water, or water with electrolytes. They don't say drink juice. They don't say drink soda. They don't say drink diet soda. They say to drink water. Because many of us will go to our drinks for our hydration and take on a lot of sugar. So we have here a list from Daily Mail of 25 sodas, teas, and energy drinks that contain a lot of sugar. As you know, sugar has been linked to obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, tooth decay, dementia. So we really need to limit it. The American Heart Association wants us to limit our sugar to no more than 24 grams a day for women and 36 grams a day for men. Now, some of you will say, well, okay, 24 grams, that's a lot of grams for a woman. 36 is a lot of grams for a man. So we're probably good. Well, a Mountain Dew has 65 grams of sugar in one of their 16.9-ounce bottles. That has more sugar than, they say, 6 donuts from Krispy Kreme or 18 Chips Ahoy cookies. So these drinks that are so yummy and addictive have a lot of sugar in it. So some of these lists, let me see if we have them for you. Mountain Dew, obviously the worst of them, they say 16.9 ounces, 65 grams, 240 calories. No fat, but also a lot of sodium. 85 milligrams of sodium and 65 grams of carbohydrate. Why? It's got that high fructose corn syrup. It's got orange juice, citric acid, their sodium benzoate to preserve freshness, carbonated water, of course, caffeine, sodium citrate, gum arabic, erythorbic acid, calcium disodium, EDTA to protect flavor, and to give it that little fluorescent color, yellow 5. So you might want to rethink pounding a Mountain Dew. I know people go to it for energy, but it's not the healthiest of drinks. The worst of the energy drinks was Rockstar. Now, Rockstar had 63 grams of sugar, pretty close to Mountain Dew, 260 calories, 85 milligrams of sodium, 64 grams of carbohydrates. And they, of course, had a lot in there, as well as ginseng and guarina seed extract, and there were some vitamins in it. But, you know, in terms of tea, the Snapple peach tea, 16 ounces, had 40 grams of sugar. That's still a lot. Calories, 160. No fat, 10 milligrams of sodium, 40 grams of carbohydrate. Even though there might be fewer ingredients, again, they have sugar to sell it. I don't know if you guys have ever drunk regular iced tea. I can't stand the taste. You have to kind of acquire a taste for it. You have to maybe, you know, I think that it's sweet. Sweet tea is delicious. But regular tea, to me, tastes like crap. I can't stand the taste of tea. So if they want to sell it, they add sugar, especially if they're trying to make peach tea. The Calypso Coral Blast Lemonade, 16 ounces, Calypso. 51 grams of sugar, 220 calories. It's a lot. They also have listed here Coca-Cola, 55 grams of sugar. Pepsi, 55 grams of sugar. Full Throttle, 55 grams of sugar. Dr. Pepper, 53 grams of sugar. Red Bull, not the zero-calorie or the sugar-free, but the regular Red Bull, 52 grams of sugar. By the way, I've had regular Red Bull and sugar-free Red Bull. I think the sugar-free Red Bull tastes better. Canada Dry, 47 grams of sugar. So you guys get the point. Cherry Coke, 58 grams of sugar. Cherry Pepsi, 59. We are then exceeding our daily amount of sugar. Now, why? What is the big deal about sugar? We have sugar in fruit. We have sugar in milk that babies drink from their mom. Well, you're supposed to get carbohydrates. You're supposed to get sugars. You need sugar. If you have no sugar, you get hypoglycemic, and that could cause a whole slew of problems. So you need a certain amount, and you do need a certain amount of carbohydrates. The problem is the more you have, the excess sticks around. Just like with cholesterol and bad cholesterol. So as an analogy, how many of you shop from Amazon? And then you buy these boxes. You want to save the boxes, or you do time to unpack the boxes, and then they start to clutter up the room. Right? It's clutter. If you needed what's in that box right away, you would have quickly opened up that box, sucked up what was in that box, utilized what was in that box, and then probably used the box itself. It's gone instantaneously. But if you're not really that hungry for what's in that box, or you already have an outfit to wear, or you have plenty of toilet paper, it sits. And that's what happens with sugar. Now, your kidneys try to dump it. That's why you might notice that you pee more frequently if you have diabetes or if you've eaten something more sugary. Because your body is going to try to get rid of sugar. But in order to get rid of sugar, it needs water. So it'll draw from your water sources to dump more of that sugar. That's why you get thirsty. One, you're hyperosmolar, having more sugar in your system. But two, your kidneys need to function. And it needs more water to try to flush out the sugar. If your body can handle the sugar correctly with insulin, which is the key to the door to get the sugar from the bloodstream into the cell, or like a hallway into a room, that insulin is the key to the door, your kidneys might not have to overwork. But if you don't have enough insulin, or if you have insulin resistance, or something pushing against the door, you're going to have a problem. And then your kidneys are going to overwork. So we have to have less sugar coming down the pipe. And we need to have a balance of what you eat. If you do have sugar, they don't want you having all 35 grams in one meal. You could have some fruit. You could have maybe one cookie. I like cookies. But, you know, it just can't be all at once. Your body can't handle it. Now, I know many people are shocked about this vegan influencer who died of starvation. Rosanna Samsonova would only eat raw fruit and vegetables. She got very, very thin. From what we understand, did not seek medical care. She had thousands of followers, but she was trying to show everybody how a raw vegan diet was healthy. Sadly, she died from a cholera-like infection that doctors are saying was made worse by her restrictive diet. She was only 39, and she died in Malaysia. We don't have her official cause of death, but you saw muscle wasting. You saw she looked like she was very, very thin. And sugar and fruit and vegetables offer a lot of nutrients, but they don't offer the essential amino acids. And sometimes you do need fat. You do need protein in your diet. And sadly, she lost her life not having that balanced diet. And I know there's a lot of individuals saying, I eat plenty of vegetables. Why don't I just be all vegan? Even vegans include other sources, nuts, other sources into their diet to try to stay balanced. Tofu, things like that. So you can, you know, keep in mind, if you are going vegan, and mind you, there's a lot of vegans that do well, make sure it's still medically supervised. Nobody should lose their life eating fruits and vegetables. But apparently she thought, she was under the impression that that was going to cover it all. The other thing, too, also is that much fruit. Now, a lot of people say, oh, I eat nine servings of fruits and vegetables a day. How many of those are vegetables and how many of those are fruit? Oh, I eat fruit all day long and then maybe I had a handful of spinach. That's still too much sugar. Now, your body knows how to break down the fruit sugar a little better, but even those with diabetes have to limit their sugar because of the fructose that they're getting. So even though it might be a more biological, easier sugar to handle than some of the added sugar and high fructose corn syrup that we have in these foods and drinks, it still it can be hazardous. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
News update. Former President Donald Trump says politics are behind his latest indictment. Summer continuing with millions of Americans under heat alerts all across the South, where the heat index is hitting triple digits. Smoke from California's largest wildfire of the year impacting neighboring states. In Nevada, it is hitting the Joshua trees in the Mojave Desert. A man driving a stolen SUV in custody after plowing into a group of people on a sidewalk in Manhattan while trying to flee police. Roughly 10 people were injured, but they're all expected to survive. A new Louisiana law requires every public school classroom in the state to display a printed poster that reads, "In God We Trust." Republican State Rep. Dodi Horton points out that that statement is the official national motto. Corey Myers, USA News.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a few years ago, I lost a friend to alcohol-related liver disease. And she left two beautiful daughters. And it was crushing because I wish I knew. The last few years of her life, I didn't see her much because we were all busy and it sadly took her life when I think many of us who were in her life could have possibly helped prevent it or intervened. And so it's something that I'm just really, really saddened by. But unfortunately, we're seeing alcohol-related deaths rise. It's rising in both men and women, but there's a higher spike in women, according to some latest studies. Now, this has been going up. This has been rising since I think the study data from 1999. But since COVID, we've kept hearing alcoholism is on the rise. More people are drinking, more alcohol-related issues. And, you know, people ask why. What was it about COVID that made people drink? Well, the first obvious answer was people were home. People were home and they were bored. But, I mean, I've been bored on a Saturday. I've been bored. Go out and do a hike. Go out and, you know, what really was it about alcohol? And one thing that I've noticed is when I talk to patients who say, yeah, you know, I drink a little too much, you know, or I'm evaluating them for a pancreas issue or a liver issue or a gastric issue, I'll ask them how much they're drinking, and then I'll ask them about their work. And the majority of these individuals are either working from home or not working. And so if you have to be at work, it's kind of hard to drink, even though some people with true addiction to alcohol will figure out how to get it into the work day. But for the most part, you're getting up at 5, 6 in the morning. You might be working out. You might be showering, shaving, getting dressed, hitting the traffic, getting to the office, doing what you need to do at the office or at the work site or the clinic, whatever. Then you have to leave. You have to get home. You got either, you know, family or dinner, or, you know, and then you get to maybe relax, maybe have a glass of wine or a beer. But there's less opportunity to drink if you're driving around and you're working. But many individuals are home now. And people have been bragging about making themselves sangria, making themselves a mimosa, having a beer at 2 p.m. And this is a problem. And the thing with alcohol is, when you're younger and you party it up, and then you drink a lot, and then the next morning you're like, oh my gosh, that was a mistake, and you have a headache and all that, you get a little bit of negative reinforcement. And you might rethink about partying it up the next weekend. And unfortunately, you forget, memory's short, and then you drink again. But somebody who drinks consistently, even though binge drinking is very dangerous, somebody who drinks consistently doesn't necessarily get that negative feedback. In fact, they get negative feedback when they don't drink. They feel worse when they don't drink. So they feel bad. Either it's their depression, their anxiety, maybe they have pain, headache, who knows. So they go and hit the bottle. Now, I've had patients be very, very open with me that they drink because they can't get pain medicine from doctors anymore. Since the opiate crisis, doctors have been limiting the narcotics, if at all, writing them. And they've had chronic pain issues. And if their doctor moved or their doctor quit during the pandemic or retired, trying to find a new doctor saying, look, I kind of require one or two pain medicines a day for my spinal stenosis or my neuropathy, they're not getting it. So where are they going for pain control? Some of them are going to marijuana, but marijuana is getting expensive. What's cheaper than marijuana? Alcohol. So we have a bunch of different issues at play, and sadly, I only see the situation getting worse. This study, just to kind of give credit where credit's due, I believe this comes out of JAMA Network. They say researchers from Hofstra University in New York and Harvard Medical School and the University of South Carolina looked at 606,000 deaths linked to alcohol between 1999 and 2020, based on the CDC. Even though mortality has been rising for both genders, the spike was sharper among females. Men's mortality rate increased 12.5% between 2018 and 2020. Women, 14.7%. And it was even higher in the last 3 years of the study, so 2017 to 2020. Now, we don't have a lot of data from post-pandemic, but this is already showing that alcohol was rising. Now, what happened in 2017? Why 2017? Well, 2016 is what we did start to limit a lot of the narcotics. And we also started to, over the last few years, especially since Obamacare, started to have a lot of family doctors, your regular medical provider, leave and more of a, you're going to go to this business, this corporation, and see the doctor who's on. And so not having that medical provider that knows you, that saw you, grow up and then took care of you, we've really lost a lot of that continuity. So I had a patient that was starting to drink too much, and I noticed, I'm like, look, your liver's changing. A few years ago, we've never had any issue with your liver. What's going on here? You drinking? Yeah, I started drinking. It takes somebody who knows you to be able to ask. And if family's not around, you're alone. Yeah, it's an issue. So what does alcohol do? Well, alcohol could raise your blood pressure. Alcohol could put you at risk for stroke. Alcohol could put you at risk for heart disease. Alcohol could affect the liver, the pancreas, ulcers, your digestion, your moods. Could cause you to be malnourished because you're drinking instead of eating. And I know there's studies saying alcohol every day could protect the heart. We're not there yet. We're struggling on telling people to drink every day for their heart. Because at the same time, we're having higher alcohol-related deaths, and we're dealing with alcohol-related cancer, heart disease, stomach disease, pancreatitis, things like that. So I know people are asking, when do we get to have that one glass of wine? The problem is most people don't drink just one glass of wine. If you have a $17 bottle of wine, which to me is a lot of money for a bottle, and you open it up, and that has five or six glasses in it. We're talking about the small glasses. What do you do with the rest of the bottle after one? Do you pour it out? No. People are like, well, we might as well finish the bottle. Let's finish the bottle. Well, you start getting into that habit where you're drinking, and finishing the bottle, now your body's used to it, and it becomes a habit. And also, many people don't realize they're drinking a lot. Yeah, they come home from work, start cooking dinner. Maybe they'll have a glass of wine while they cook dinner. Use wine to cook the dinner. Then, when they eat dinner, they may have wine. Then, after dinner, they may relax. Let's have some wine. You could very easily be having 3-4 glasses of wine a day without even realizing it. And what is too much drinking or moderate to high? Anything over one drink a day for a woman, 2 drinks a day for a man. Oh, well, a lot of people are already over that. So, my recommendation is just kind of calculate or tally how much you're drinking. And if you are noticing every day you're drinking, you need to do something. You need to talk to a medical provider because, unfortunately, it's just a very, very small line between drinking socially or drinking to relax and then becoming addicted to it. And it is extremely difficult to get away from alcohol. People who are addicted to alcohol, they try to hide it from their family. They may drink vodka, but then fill up the bottles with water, things like that. But they're struggling. And these individuals need help. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to irs.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's wildfire season. We see wildfires in Idaho, Oregon, Washington, California, Arizona, multiple active wildfires, Texas, smoke coming into Nevada from the York Fire in California. And so multiple areas affected, let alone what we've seen in the eastern seaboard with the Canadian fires. And it's frightening. I used to live in Reno, Nevada, and in Verde, there was a horrible, horrible fire in the 90s burning people out of their homes. And it's devastating. And so what could you do to protect yourself? So joining us next is Karen Collins, Vice President at American Property Casualty Insurance Association, to talk to us about wildfire preparedness tips and how to have the right coverage. Karen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks. It's so great to be here with you.
Wow. Well, this is very timely, and we're really, really grateful because, you know, not only is it wildfire season, but trying to repair from a wildfire in this economy with this inflation is not easy. So talk to us about what you are recommending to people.
You know, at the highest level, there's three key things that you really need to focus on. One, call your agent or company to update your insurance. Inflation is at a 40-year high and more so with reconstruction costs. Number two, make a home inventory. And number three, let's prevent embers from igniting your home by focusing on defensible space and hardening your home within the first 5 feet. Let's prevent the fire from happening from the first place. Those are your top three.
Love it. Love it. What are some mistakes people do in terms of having combustible materials near their house? What are some common things that they should rethink?
You know, there are key mitigations that truly do matter. The top two things is defensible space and then also ways to harden your home. Defensible space is thrown around as a term. Most don't realize what that is. And that's simply breaking the continuity of fuels that are around your home, both vertically and horizontally, that are combustible and focusing on that first 5 feet. So what does that mean? Trim up your branches that are hanging over your roof. Get rid of all that dead vegetation. Maintain the gutters so that you don't have leaves and twigs that are settling into those and become an ignition source. And also the stuff that's on your deck, if you have one, get rid of anything that's, you know, debris, vegetation above or below, or any furniture that might be also combustible. Keep that at least 5 feet away. So that's the defensible space. But then there's hardening your home. Don't let cracks become an entry point for ember. So seal your garage door. Cover your eaves and vents using an eighth of an inch or smaller mesh screening over all of them. And also pay attention to your fences. There's a lot of wood fencing out there that can act like a wick that brings the fire right to your home itself. So use non-combustible fencing material where possible, metal or wire, and most importantly, in that last 5 feet where it then attaches to the home. So those are the things to focus on your home, but talk to your neighbors. Their risk is also your risk, so it needs to be a community effort when you're focusing on wildfire preparedness.
So true. I love how you brought up early on to inventory what you have. When my house burned down as a kid, when we had a house fire, my family trying to, in the midst of all the drama and us now being homeless, trying to tally everything for the insurance company, you forget things. And then when I was robbed as an adult, the insurance company said, okay, so what was in that room? What was in that house? And then you're trying to remember everything, and sometimes you don't realize it till after the fact. So I think it's extremely important to have a tally, all like in your safe with all your important paperwork of what you have that would need to be maybe not replaced if it's irreplaceable, but at least reimbursed.
Exactly. The home inventory is that much more important on the wildfire side than other natural disasters, just because typically, as you mentioned, there may be nothing left to trigger those memories. So very simple to do. You can grab your smartphone to simply take video or photographs of your belongings. Document what's in each room of your house. Go through the drawers, your closet, your garage, and describe it. If you're doing video, describe it as you're walking through those rooms. You know, what is it? What did you pay? Where did you get it from? And make sure to pay extra attention to some of those higher-end items that may cost more and just need to have more documentation of those, you know, electronics, appliances, TVs, whatever it might be. And then once you've done it, keep it safe. You can simply store that file in the cloud in a virtual folder or even a fireproof case. It's that simple, but as you mentioned, it's so incredibly helpful to have if needed.
We're speaking to Karen Collins, Vice President at American Property Casualty Insurance Association. So I think a lot of us are underinsured, and we don't think about it till the wildfire is happening or the event is happening. What are you recommending in terms of insurance and how to prepare?
You know, as you mentioned, inflation is really high, and it's really creating an urgency for folks to review their policy, make sure that their limits reflect the current cost to rebuild. So pick up the phone, give your agent or company a call to talk through those limits and your coverage. Make sure your policy reflects the right square footage and materials of your home, because that's what those limits are based on, the cost to reconstruct to the same size and features that you had. talk about some of those optional coverages that might be available to you that could help even further close some of those gaps to reduce the likelihood of underinsurance. And then just, you know, read the details. Pull out your policy and just make sure you're familiar with it so you're not learning those details once the loss occurs. Things like, is it a replacement cost policy or actual cash value policy that might take depreciation into account that pays less for older items? So do those things. Talk to your agent or company and make sure you keep that policy in force, even if you've maybe paid off your home mortgage, which is great, but keep that coverage available so if you need it to rebuild after a loss. And then same thing on renters. We often overlook our renters, and they can lose everything in a fire just like homeowners. And so those folks are, it's really beneficial to have a renter's policy, and they're very simple. You can bundle it with your auto insurance coverage for usually very, very affordable prices. So make sure that renters are also thinking about that coverage as well.
And also, one of the biggest things is, you know, we were poor, so we really didn't have a lot of things that was worth a lot. But what the insurance was so valuable for is they paid for us to move into a motel or a hotel until we were able to find new living. They helped pay for us to be able to, it covered us for the process as well. Because I know many renters and people with homes might try to look at the numbers going, well, we might save money by not. There's so much value in having that coverage, and living through it myself, I can't implore enough, you know, for people to look into it and definitely have that protection, because it's a very expensive process, even if you might not have lost things that were of high value.
That's absolutely accurate. There's many parts of your policy, and additional living expenses is what you're referring to, and that will provide you with coverage to cover the cost while you're in a hotel. If it's just a really brief kind of period that you're out of your home, sometimes these wildfires are taking several years to rebuild. That's a very significant cost. Mm-hmm. And so having that additional living expense coverage will help if you need to be in a temporary living situation for even a longer term, a year or several years, depending on how extensive the fire is and how long it takes to rebuild. So don't overlook those aspects of your policy. And you could also sometimes make adjustments into the coverage limits you have available for that also.
Mm-hmm. Karen, how can my listeners find out more information?
You can visit our website. Again, we are the American Property Casualty Insurance Association, and our website is www.apci.org/wildfire.
Man, well, we are so grateful for all you do. Thank you for raising awareness, and we can't wait to have you come back.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
No worries. You take care. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.